Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night. Friday, October the 17th, 2025, 12 minutes past the hour. And phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Talking about Dr. Amy Acton's appearance on the program earlier today. That ate up pretty well the whole first hour in the gubernatorial race. No King's Rally tomorrow, 12 to 2 at the courthouse here in Marion. How do you think that's all going to shake out?
Well, I mean, you know, it went well last, I almost said last year. It's not been a year, has it? Well, it went well last, and whatever the last time was. But they did well then, so I assume, the numbers have been growing each time. I assume the numbers are going to grow again.
No, we'll see what happens.
Especially seeing as the government's on shutdown now.
Oh, you know what? This is a topic I wanted to get back to, because this happened, this whole Ashland County story. Remember this?
Ashland County story.
Yeah, the Democrat. Oh, anyway, here's what it is. The Ashland County Democratic Committee has filed a federal civil rights lawsuit alleging its members were unconstitutionally expelled from the 2025 Ashland County Fair for displaying political buttons critical of Donald Trump. The controversy dates
is this the one where they had the...
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Okay, yep.
Dates back to September when the Ashland County Fair Board said it ordered the Dems to leave after being made aware of offensive buttons in the Democrat booth. Now, that was their quote. Now, see, here, that's a problem right off the bat. That word, Democrat, booth, when they speak like that, you know that they're Republican. That's like the tip-off word. That's like the special word, code word. Pictures later showed buttons being sold that referred to Trump as a fascist, felon, and traitor, among others, while some also included the numerical phrase 8647, which apparently means get rid of, the 47th president. The Democrat Party has been asked to pack up their booth for this year, so they will not be here for the remaining of our fair week. The fair board sent that message at the time. We'll see right there again. When you use that word, we know what the whole problem is. And they also had buttons that said, is he dead yet? Now, according to the complaint, the Democrats paid for booth space, followed all published fair rules, and even removed two buttons after officials objected. Despite that, fair board members and sheriff's deputies allegedly forced the group to leave midway through the fair, claiming the booth violated the unwritten family-friendly standard. The lawsuit also accuses the sheriff of making a false referral to the U.S. Secret Service, characterizing the committee as a potential threat solely based on protected political speech. Very interesting. So, there goes a lawsuit. What do you think? You know, when this story first happened back in September, I was for them being taken out if they were having those buttons. But, you know, now that I read it, it's very strange. When I go back and read it now, maybe they weren't so bad.
Well, I mean, I don't think that... Well, okay, so they have pictures of the buttons.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that they could have did without the is he dead yet, but I think that everything else is fine.
But it says felon.
Yeah. And one of them also says...
But no, I mean, it is protected as free speech. I mean, that is true.
Yeah.
So, I'm not saying I would do it or I would wear this button, but what right do these people have to... I mean, the fair, I don't think free speech ends at the fairgrounds. I don't know. Now I think the sheriff shot his mouth off.
Would that be the same content? I don't remember the actual Supreme Court case, but would that fall under the same like thing as the Supreme Court case where the school was trying to get kids to not wear certain t-shirts? But then the Supreme Court ruled essentially that your freedom of whatever, your freedom, I think they said expression, but your freedoms do not end when the school doors begin.
Probably. Well, yeah, and I don't, their statements are bad. Because when your phraseology is a Democratic or a Republican buzzword, then it does look like you're being a little discriminatory.
I don't know. I mean,
do you think?
I don't think they should have been removed, but like I said, I think that maybe Is He Dead Yet's a little bit. I think they could have done without that. Also, I
well, see, here's the problem.
What is 8647?
I said that. Do you block out when I explain these things?
Yes, but like, what is 86? I understand the 47. But
well, that's what I said. Apparently, it means get rid of.
Yeah, but how does 86 mean get rid of?
Because they used to say you 86 something.
Oh, I've never heard that,
yeah,
but okay.
That was a phrase.
Interesting. I'll have to keep that in mind.
In any event. No, I mean, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't wear something that says, is he dead yet? But I don't know why that's not protected. I mean, it's not a threat.
I guess not. Not a threat.
So, I mean, when you're talking about the oldest president ever elected, I mean, why is that worse than fascism, felon, all that? 8647?
I mean, I don't know why 8647 is so bad, I guess. I mean, just, I guess that you could just take that as like you know, vote against Donald Trump. You know, I guess in terms of like vote against Donald Trump allies. But
I think they got a case here against the Fair Board.
I mean, yeah, I think so. But I mean, I think that is he dead yet? That's a little bit rough.
Well, that's okay. I mean, I don't think it's a good thing, but I also don't think they should be prohibited. It's not a threat. If it was a threat, then you might have something.
I don't know. I mean, but I guess.
Anyway, this penny thing's going to be. I was told that all the pennies are going to keep flowing. We're not in any trouble.
Who told you that?
Oh, people.
Well, they're wrong.
They certainly are wrong. I went to a restaurant tonight, and they've got a sign up saying the banks are running out of pennies, and listen, this is what we're going to do. And now the stores are starting to say, this is what we're going to do, because we cannot get them. If using cash for payment, please consider providing exact change. You know, so I don't know why people thought they were going to still be able to get them.
I don't know. I don't think they fully grasp the concept of taking them out of production. Maybe they just thought we had too many pennies in circulation already or something.
Or that people were just going to give them to you. I don't think people understand the amount that these vaults, these services, use a fast food place or a grocery store or a department store.
Loads of pennies.
Right, so this becomes a major problem.
Well, I mean, like, you know, I mean, if you owe somebody 9 cents, that's, you know, 4 pennies right there. I mean,
right. So basically, a lot of what I saw today at this restaurant, they said they're either going to round you up or round you down, depending on what you're closest to, and that's how it's going to work.
Fair enough.
Well, I don't think people are going to like that.
I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, probably not, but what are you going to do?
I don't know why people thought they were going to be able to get the pennies.
Like, I think that they probably just didn't quite understand what exactly was going on. I assume it was more like a, like I said, I assume they probably just thought we had too many pennies in circulation or something.
Well, does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I assume as a person, you'll still be able to go to the bank and deal with pennies, because a bank does not do much business in the pennies. But a retail business that does a lot of business, like McDonald's, certainly does.
Well, yeah. I think if everybody used the change that they had, we'd be fine. But I think change just ends up getting, Like, I know a person who every time they use cash, they will take the pennies that they have that they got back and change and then just, like, throw them in the parking lot. So, like, I mean...
They litter.
With money. I mean, I guess it's still littering. Yeah, I mean, you're throwing something on the ground that doesn't belong there. But, yeah. So they just throw the pennies in the parking lot. So, I mean, I don't think people really care for pennies. I just think that it's unfortunate that this is how it's got to happen now.
Well, any thoughts on the penny situation? 740-383-9944.
You think they're going to, like, backpedal?
Who?
The mint?
Something will happen. If businesses start putting pressure on them, I think it'll be a problem. I think that's what happened during the pandemic. If I remember right. So what do you make about Taylor Swift and her new dirty lyrics? Life of a Showgirl.
Well, I don't think it's good.
Tell you, one of the weirdest moments in my life, and you can watch this on YouTube. It plays out on a TV program that's on YouTube right now. Just search Exchange Scott Spears and catch the latest episode that was released today. Or dropped, as they say in the YouTube world. But we're doing this story last week, me, you, and Mary Ellen, on the TV show. And I read these dirty lyrics while Mary Ellen is sitting right there. Now, I'm telling you, that's an awkward moment.
Yeah, I mean, that was weird.
Did you surprise that these lyrics are so vulgar?
Yeah, I mean...
They are vulgar. I mean, it is not just...
I mean, it's Taylor Swift. I didn't, you know... I was talking to one of my friends, and they had basically told me that, you know, they asked me if I had heard it yet, and I was like, I do not listen to Taylor Swift, so no, I have not heard it. And then she had made it known to me that the lyrics were rather... I don't remember which word she used, but...
They're terrible.
Yeah, it was... It's an interesting kind of... Interesting kind of thing.
It's very, very Jesus. I read them on the show. I'm not going to read them here, but I read them on the show. You tune that in.
I honestly don't think it's going to work well for her. I mean,
the song is called Wood.
She's so well known for PG-13 music.
Now forget that.
Now I think that this might throw her off.
Now see, why? Do you think it's a stunt? If that's a stunt, then I think it's the first stunt that could backfire on her.
Well, it could be a stunt.
That's got to be a stunt. Why would you do that?
I mean, I don't know why you'd go... I mean, this is very much not Taylor Swift's typical formula.
Ugh.
So, I mean, she definitely went against the grain on this one as far as the formula
God
goes.
God almighty. Well, a little dirty you might accept. I mean, the woman's engaged now. She's not, you know, 18. But... How do you let your daughter listen to that song? That's what I want to know. If you got one of these little Swifties running around who's like 16, 17, 18, how do you explain that? You want to have the birds and the bees talk before we listen to the next Taylor Swift song?
That's why they have radio edits.
Yeah, but people don't get their music from the radio anymore.
Well, no, but like, you can, like, if I were to look up a song, you're going to find the explicit version and then the radio edit.
Yeah,
or I guess the explicit and the clean version. The clean version is usually.
You think
the radio
kids don't
edit.
Know how to find?
I think kids know what the explicit version of music is.
Terrible. 740-383-9944. And then I said the feel good moment of the week. We didn't get through this earlier because the Marian Star article broke. But there was a show from the 90s called Boy Meets World. It wasn't really a blockbuster hit, but people liked it. Especially if
I watched it.
You weren't even alive when it was on.
Yeah, but they did reruns.
Oh, okay. Well, in its day, it was not terribly popular, but it was not a failure either. I mean, it was a show that teenagers watched.
Yep.
And it was kind of a sentimentalist show. It wasn't an outright comedy, but it was a good show.
I don't remember much of it. I watched it as a very small child.
It was good. But anyway, the girl who was the growing up child... It started in 93 and went off in 2000.
Topanga.
Yeah. Danielle Fishel. Who would have been like, probably like 13, no, Well, probably 13 to 20 while the show was on. That was probably her age area. So now it's 25 years since the show's been off, so she's in her 40s now. She did have a bout with breast cancer. Looks like she got through that okay. But she's on Dancing with the Stars because that's what you do when you're on a 90s television show and you've got to do something now. And,
gotta stay relevant somehow.
Yeah, career's pretty well over, wrecked and ruined. Haven't worked in 25 years, so now let's go on Dancing with the Stars. Well, it worked because, I mean, I, who've never watched Dancing with the Stars, I YouTubed this just to see it because I thought this is great. They had, like, what's it called? Dedication Night. So the teacher, who was really the only, well, no, there were parents on it, but the teacher was an old teacher then, William Daniels, was the teacher who was in a lot of movies, and he was probably more famous at that time for a TV show called Saint Elsewhere that he was a star of, but that was on for a number of years. But he joins the cast of Boy Meets World, and he plays Mr. Feeny, the teacher, and he's very popular in the show. Well, it's also 25 years later for him, and now he's 98. He was probably late 60s, 70s during the run of the show, and now he's 98. But the man's in good health. So they drag him out there on Dancing with the Stars this past week at 98 years, just to show you your career's not over. And
never ends.
No, but also I found out today that the guy who played the father, the mother, the brother, the college roommate, a lot of cast members were in the audience. Let's put it that way. So it wasn't just Mr. Feeny. I guess he was probably the most popular. So they put him on stage. But the others were in the audience as well. The one who wasn't there is the boy. The boy apparently has disassociated himself from this show altogether.
Why is that?
I don't know. There's some kind of friction there. We did a show.
Oh, yeah, I was just about
to. Yeah, we did a story
they
on
had the
it.
Whole podcast.
Yeah, they got a whole problem.
Well, isn't he, like, you know, on to bigger and better things, and he's like...
He just won't talk to him, I guess.
Well, you
there's
know,
a beef. Now there's really a beef because he didn't come to Dancing with the Stars with the rest of them.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know what his name is, and I don't know what he's up to now, but I'm sure I'd have better things to do than...
Well, no, look who got the attention this week. It was on everything. So, anyway, I mean, you can't see the dancing, so this is really a loss, but this is for people in the 90s. I'm going to try to take you through this before I play it, so picture it. You got Mr. Feeny, 98-year-old William Daniels, at his desk here. We'll be able to see it in the studio. But you got old Mr. Feeny at his desk. This is where it starts. And you'll see Topanga and her dance partner. But they're dancing to the Boy Meets World song, theme song. So it's really kind of, you know, what's the whole thing? It runs a minute 30. It's a minute 30 of just wonderful nostalgia. So just, again, this is all it is. You can Google it later on. But it's Mr. Feeny at his desk, standing in front of his desk. He can still stand at 98. Thank God for him. And then Topanga dancing with her dance partner to the theme song. And then they go back at the end and Mr. Feeny's behind his desk. So that's how it wraps up. But here it is for all you people who probably want to hear the Boy Meets World theme song. This is Dancing with the Stars. We'll make it big in the studio. So there's Mr. Feeny. He's looking well for 98, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's still doing it.
Good.
Clearly that desk is propping him up, but you know what? He's still there, by God. Here we go. Dancing with the Stars nostalgia this past week.
Dancing the Jive. With her partner, Pasha Peshkov, it's Danielle Fishel.
Running down on this road we call life. It's what we're doing. Good to know I have friends who will always stand by me. When this boy meets world. World, world. I'll meet you down.
and he held up a paper that said A plus. I love it. I love everything about that. Did you not?
Oh,
you know, I didn't notice that before. He holds up a paper that says A plus.
Nice. I like it.
I'm telling you, she looks good.
Yeah, no. I mean,
My goodness.
I said when we were watching the thing, she looks about the same as she did in the show, really.
I think she looks better. I'm telling you what, the girl looks good. Give it to her.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know.
She might look better now than she did then.
You can only hope.
There you go.
You can only hope.
I loved it. I thought that was great. That was like being back in the 90s. You know what? I might. You know,
they did a sequel. Yeah, they did a sequel.
I watched that.
I never watched. I didn't even understand.
You know who was in that sequel? I just found out because of this.
Isn't the boy from the original show the dad of?
Yeah, they become, and she was in it. Topanga, she was the mother. They got married.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, this was the bad premise. You know, the boy and the mother, they're married, and now he's a teacher. Go figure. And the daughter has her friend, so that's Girl Meets World. They did a lot of guest appearances on that show from the original. You could tell that show was in trouble from day one because, you know, Mr. Feeney would show up and the brother would show up.
Prop it up.
Mother and father would show up. You constantly had people showing up from the old show. But anyway, the point is, you know who's in Girl Meets? Sabrina Carpenter, who's become a singer now.
What does she sing?
She sang the theme song, and she was also the friend of the girl.
No, but like, does she have a big song?
Yeah, she's big. She was on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary.
Yeah, but I don't know that.
I don't know who she is either, but I know that she's a singer now. I know she's popped up in things.
Oh, she's in The Life of a Showgirl with Taylor Swift.
There you go.
She's massive. Look at that.
There you are. Yeah, she was in Girl Meets World. She played the best friend.
Yeah, I don't know any of these music or any of these songs.
No, but she's big. People like her.
Well, I can tell.
But did that not just nostalgia you up? I loved it.
Taylor Swift is carrying her, though.
No. She did Saturday Night Live by her. I forget who Paul Simon. I think she sang with Paul Simon.
If you get on Spotify and you look up Sabrina Carpenter, Sabrina Carpenter's number one song is The Life of a Showgirl featuring Sabrina Carpenter. It's not even Sabrina Carpenter's song. Taylor Swift's song is Sabrina's Carpenter.
But she sang it.
Who?
Sabrina Carpenter.
She sang the full song?
Well, she sings something on it, I would guess.
Oh, yeah, that's how a feature works.
Well, that's good for her.
But it's not her song. It's Taylor Swift's song.
Taylor Swift can't carry everybody. She's already carrying that engagement. She can't carry the thing. She has to have a good singer
there. I'm telling you.
Because there's no talent boyfriend.
I think Travis Kelce
ought to
He ought to just retire and
Dancing
go.
Dancing with the Stars. No. He ought to get on Dancing with the Stars
Look, if I were him, I'd just retire and go dance around with Taylor.
I'm telling you.
I'd go be a backup dancer for Taylor Swift.
We do the Dancing with the Stars here in Marion, and I always said, they've never asked me, but Linda
did.
If they
asked you to do...
I might now. If they asked, I would give it consideration.
I'd pay money to see that
I
one.
Swear to God, if they asked me, they've never asked me to do it, but I think I might do it. Because I always said...
Oh, that'd be good.
I said, this is ridiculous. They're just making you look foolish up there. Because you know I can't dance. And then it's going to be ridiculous. Well, we're going to be ridiculous. And I'm also not going to go out and sell you tickets. So, you know, this is ridiculous. But now...
Instantly lost.
Right. But now I'm thinking... Linda was on. And she won. I was there that night.
She did win, yeah.
I went there to support... Just like the Boy Meets World cast, I was there supporting. And when she won, I was so excited. So, you know, I might. I'm not saying I would. I might just be on a high from this video. But I would give it consideration.
Write that down.
Write that down. I would give it consideration.
You're going to get a call at some point in the
future. I don't think they'll call me. They've never called now. But I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean... I mean, you just said that you... That,
no, I would never do it. I told them...
You just said that all the time you were always like, oh, no, you just get up there and you look foolish.
You look foolish. It's ridiculous. And I helped them advertise the first event when they didn't know it was a success or not. I said, this is foolish. This is ridiculous. I would never do this. Matter, I think I had a conversation with the planners at one point.
That's probably why they never...
And I still am... I'm not saying I would ever do it. But I'm saying I would think of it. I would say maybe... Maybe. They're not going to ask, but I might.
What are you going to do if they ask?
I don't know. I would consider it.
Okay.
I'm on the fence now.
That's good. All it took was a 98-year-old.
Well, because it's like a 90s thing. If we could do like that, whatever she did, you know, what they called the dance, the rumba, the... I don't know what that was.
The jive?
Yeah, I could do that. The jive. For a minute 30, I could do it. And we could do it to something 90s that I'm aware of, the song, because I don't know any music now. Maybe.
You don't know any music
now? I don't know any music. I certainly, listen.
I know all the music.
I was there when they got up somebody. See, they did it wrong. They should have, they had somebody a little long in the tooth once get up there and dance. And I'm telling you, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. They should not be dancing. They should be like Mr. Feeney. They should be, you know, a part of a dance, but don't have them dancing. Their dancing days are over.
I think it was.
I was there.
I was not. You got me there.
I'll tell you what.
I was not there.
I hate to say this. When that was over, I walked over to somebody, and that was awful. That was so embarrassing.
Poor fellows.
Well, I didn't say it. I just shrugged. I went, It was, you know, iffy. I don't know who thought that one up. I think Mary Ellen has been asked to do it, and I think she has said no.
That's fair. I'd probably say no.
But I would have went to see that. Because Mary Ellen could still do it. You don't think?
She might be able to, probably.
Go ahead. I'll let her know that when she comes in on Wednesday.
I don't know. I mean...
I don't think she's going to do the jive, but I bet she could do... She could pull off a waltz or something.
Oh, I'm sure she could probably dance better than I could, honestly. I don't dance.
Wouldn't you pay to see that? Those people don't... listen, I would consider...
How much are tickets to the...
Oh, it's pricey.
Oh, is it?
It's pricey.
I'll keep that in mind.
I'll let you know. It is pricey. I don't even think you got the clothes to wear this. I mean, it's a pricey affair. You know, I went to that with Carrington.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
I was.
So the WGH family was really there for Linda that, and that was very, very nice.
Well, that's good.
We had a good time.
I'm sure you
did. I think we did a broadcast from there. We were... cheering and kind of picking who we thought was going to win and who wasn't going to win.
You got to put money on Linda.
I did.
Pick the winner.
Yeah. If you go back and listen to the tape, I said that Linda was going to win.
You rigged it.
I'm a homer. Anyway, 740-383-9944.
Huh? So you always got to root against the home team.
No, Linda was good. Well, when I saw her dance, I said, oh, I think she's got this.
I don't know. I guess I don't know anybody personally on the home team, but I was talking like more in general. Like, you know.
See, I couldn't do a slow dance because I would make that look bad. But I could do one of those things because you really don't know what's going on there. You just move your hands a lot.
No, I think I'd rather do a slow dance.
No, slow dance you can really screw up.
If you screw up a slow dance, you shouldn't be dancing.
No, you're really thinking about it when you're dancing slow. You know, you're thinking about where your feet are and you don't want to step on anybody and the whole thing. But if you're up shaking your arms.
Slow dancing just like you sway back and forth and that's pretty much
no,
it.
No. There's more to it than that.
That was it.
No, this thing I could move my hands. I could do like the hand jive, you know, from the Grease movie. I could do that.
That's right.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying they're gonna ask. They probably won't. But if they did, I would consider it.
That's good.
Yeah. Just letting them know. Throw it out there.
Is that gonna be the height of your career?
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be right up there. I gotta polish it off somehow. If that doesn't do the career in, nothing would. That would be the thing. I bet the star would cover that one. That'd be right there. Hey, listen, I made the star twice this week.
What a cherry on top that'd be.
Golly. Yeah, go from the birthday party to that. I don't know. I think I would win. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sure you would.
Wonder why they don't.
Gotta win.
Wonder why they don't theme it out like that. You know, bring back somebody from somebody's life or work somebody into it who's not really. Because obviously, old William Daniels can't dance, but people associate him with her. So that was great.
I think they associate. Well, no, you said it right. I thought you said it backwards, but no, you.
No, because he was bigger in the show than she was.
He was bigger in the show?
Oh, yes.
I thought she was the main character.
No, the boy. It's Boy Meets World.
Yeah, but I thought it was like, what do they call it when it's like, you're not a side character, you're part of,
supporting cast.
No, it's like...
Co-star?
It's like how in like, The Walking Dead, there is no star of The Walking, like, they're all main characters.
Ensemble.
Yes, ensemble. Well, I thought it was like an ensemble rule.
The show is called Boy Meets World.
Oh, yes, I get that.
You understand it was about the boy. That was the focal point of that show.
Yeah, but like, you know, Avatar the Last Airbender is called Avatar the Last Airbender, but it's an ensemble. I mean, I understand it's a cartoon, but it's an ensemble.
No, trust me. Pay attention. He was the star. But her part got bigger as the show went on. Because when they started out, they were like in sixth grade. So she was like a friend then. But when she became the fiance, the girlfriend, the wife, that happened in the course of the 7 years. Her part did get progressively bigger. But, no, it was definitely about the boy and his teacher.
What a show.
It worked.
Apparently, I don't remember much about this show.
Oh, I'll tell you what, though. People who have... See, here's the problem. If you just watched the last episode and you've never really paid attention to the show, it's not very sentimental. I'm not saying it's one of the great last episodes of all time, but if you watch that show in its time... Oh, I've seen people who cried at that last episode. It is a very moving moment if you watch that show.
I also watched Saved by the Bell.
Oh, no, see, that's crap.
Oh, no, I like...
Compared to that show?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, see, I liked Saved by the Bell. I don't remember much of Boy Meets World, but I
Saved
liked
by the Bell was on Saturday mornings. It was not a show.
I remember Topanga. She was pretty cool.
I like her. I would still like to see Topanga. Maybe I'll try to get... I've had William Daniels on the show a couple times. Mr. Feeny.
Yeah, you should get I don't know her name, but you should get Topanga.
Wonder if he can still talk. Maybe I'll try to get him on again. I've had him and his wife on.
Together?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Good. His wife was an actress, too.
Oh, I see.
She was there that night. I saw her.
Just the whole gang.
Well, she played, if people don't know, she played the dean on board. She was a big actress in Saint Elsewhere and other things as well.
Were they married at that point in time?
Oh, yeah.
So they were married, working on a set, and they were both faculty.
Yeah. But she wasn't there in the beginning. When they went to college, she became the dean.
Went to college?
That's how long the show was on.
That's great. They said, look, guys, high school's over. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, you can't keep little kids in high school forever. You got to venture. And it does kind of get...
I don't know how long the show went on, but, like, I mean, you said...
7 years.
Okay, well, I mean, look at that. 7 years.
Sixth grade.
Cut each season, make it half a year. And then you got 4 years.
No, you had a year, it was a season, and you did 7 years, so... You aged 7 years.
They got bachelor's degrees.
No, it was sixth grade through probably like...
Huh? They started in sixth grade?
Yeah.
I thought they started in high school.
No.
So, no. How old...
They're young in the first season.
How old was the cast when they started?
Young. Probably like 13, 14. And 20, 21 when it ended. So that period of life would put you through that.
I think you could. I mean, if you were 21, I think you could probably pull off a high schooler.
No, but you can't do a show that's a coming of age show where you're in high school for 6 years.
But you're not.
No, but you are in the show. We're gonna do another year of high school.
You're not in high school for 6 years. You're in high school for 4 years.
Right, but after 4 years of the high school, which they did, you got to do something else.
But
you're out of high school stories after 4 years. You've done enough.
Out of high school stories? I don't know. There's a lot of high school stories.
The show was kind of odd. Was I telling a story there? Now we're off on a I love when you go off on these. That mean nothing. It's the way it was. You can't change it. Now it was 25 years ago. The show is over. I'm just telling you how it was.
Fair enough.
But the point is, it was kind of an art show. I don't think they expected the show to be on that long. Because the original concept was, he was their teacher. And that was it. Boy Meets World. Well, then they went to high school. Well, now what do you do? Well, he became the principal of the high school. So now he's the principal and a teacher, and they're the kids
that
in high school.
That happened to me.
Okay, well, then they go to college.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Well,
I didn't do all that.
So what do you got to do with him? Guess what? He became a professor at the college.
It did not happen to me.
So that happened. So he was there all along. But in the last few years, they had it's a great episode of a show because the stars, Ben Savage was the star, and his brother was Fred Savage, who was the star of The Wonder Years, which was also a big hit sitcom.
Never heard of it.
It was.
What's it about?
Him, a boy, growing up in the 60s or something like
so
that.
So same as every other show?
Eh, it was a little different. But in any event, there's a great episode, because it must have been like Bring Your Family to Work Week on Boy Meets World. The kids are all in college, and the brother, who everybody remembers from The Wonder Years at that time, he guest stars as a professor at the college. And William Daniels' wife guest stars as the dean. This is the first time she's the dean. And the whole episode is kind of interesting because it's all about the last scene, but and I talked to him when I had him on about this. The brother hits on Topanga. So the professor's hitting on the student. And the boy gets angry and throws the professor, pushes him through a door or something like that. Puts his hand on a faculty member. So he's going to get thrown out of college.
Well, I mean, I think the faculty member should be fired too.
But he's lying. He's not talking about. He's saying he didn't hit on the girl. So they have to. It all comes down to this big scene at the end where there's going to be like this college hearing where the dean is going to decide if the boy can stay in college or not.
I don't think that's how that works, but okay.
I think that's how it works. You go before the board, the review board, and the dean decides.
They got a whole court system in college?
No, if you do that. So, you know, he's making. William Daniels is defending the boy to the dean, and the brother, who did the, you know, pass at the girl, is trying to get the boy kicked out of school. So it all comes down, da-da-da-da-da, they're telling it in front of the dean, and at one point, William Daniels, you know, the teacher, he's trying to keep the boy in the school, and he's trying to give this speech and go to the dean and say, listen, Dean, and at one point she says, listen, you can't protect them anymore. And so he just sits down, and the dean says, now this is all paraphrased, but the dean says essentially, I do not take kindly to you putting your hands on any member of this faculty, and by the bylaws of this, I have to expel you or something. So you are suspended for a period of 1 day. She said, but I will not take kindly to you putting your hands on any other faculty or solving any problems around here with anything other than words. And this is the great moment of the whole thing. It kind of surprises you. The brother, you know, the nasty guy, the professor, stands up and says, well, Dean, I don't know how you can do this. How can you? He put his hands on a professor, you know, that you blah, 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 blah. He's going through his big spiel. He's all angry. And this is the moment. He says something about, well, as a teacher, and the dean stops him and goes, I think his name was Stewart in the show. I'm not sure about it. I think his name was Stewart. She goes, Stewart, this is a teacher. And she points to William Daniel. She says, I'm not quite sure what you are, but you can be sure I'm going to find out. And then that was it. That was a good episode. Very good episode. But his wife was in that one. And she was there the other night, so it was good to see her.
Suspending him for a day is crazy.
It was a good episode. Made for great television.
Should have suspended him for like a week.
I need to get them on again. If they're both, you know, ambulatory.
I don't see why they wouldn't be.
The problem is hearing. That becomes the big issue. Phone lines are open.
740-3-3-9-9-4-4.
What'd you say?
I said, I already.
7403. It always works. It always works. 7403839944. Always good for a laugh. 7403839944. Give us a buzz here. It's always entertainment. What's coming up next hour? Gonna recount Boy Meets World episodes?
Probably not, unfortunately.
How did we go down this lane? Oh, Dancing with the Stars. Yep. That's right.
Well, tonight on my show, we're going to be talking about politics. We're going to, you know, the government is shut down, so there's that. Talk about some football, and, well, that's, you know, politics and football, I guess, is about it.
I bet Amy Acton could get on Dancing with the Stars.
I think that'd be a low point for her.
Oh, I don't know.
You think, is Dancing with the Stars prestigious?
Oh, yes.
It's still a prestigious
thing. If you win.
I didn't know people still watched. I didn't know Dancing with the Stars was still a show.
Well, yeah, did you just see it? There's a lot of people there.
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of people on a lot of shows, and then those shows disappear.
Well, what grade would you give her dancing?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know. I'd have to watch other people dance. I don't see people dance often. I don't know anything about dancing.
You know, I bet he's still doable.
I'd give her an 8.5.
He looks like he's still in it.
Yeah, I mean.
But that's a happy moment right there.
If I could be in his shape at 98, I'm doing pretty good.
And he's still doing shows.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, if I could be in his shape, I'll take it.
He doesn't look a whole lot different. Just a little grayer.
I don't remember what he looks like in the show.
Well, a little more, you know, movement. 98 will slow you down a bit.
Yeah, you'll have that.
Yeah, I don't know how old the wife is. She's in her 90s, I'm sure.
They're both still around?
Yep.
That's good.
They were both at Dancing with the Stars.
Well, I guess I missed the wife being at Dancing
with
the Stars.
She's there. Did it show the cast? I don't think it did.
No.
Just did her little dance.
Yeah.
God, that was good.
She did good.
Yeah. I'd give her a 10.
A 10?
A+, whatever they do on that show.
Well, I don't know. I'd give her like an 8.5.
No, she was good.
Well, yeah.
She did a cartwheel.
She did. Yeah, she did a cartwheel.
I'd like to see somebody at our little Dancing with the Stars throwing a cartwheel.
My sister can do cartwheels. I don't know if she still can. She used to be able to do cartwheels.
That's a real highbrow night. You know what they need, though, are judges. I think they have them, but it's not done like Dancing with the Stars. They don't voice their opinions, you know, out. They just tally.
But isn't, like, the marriage...
I think they're afraid to insult people.
That's the best part.
Yeah, I think that's good when you insult people.
I mean, you know, they do that on America's Got Talent. That's how they make their money over there.
Well, you know, they're making $100,000 at that event down there. Why not keep it going? Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you've got anything to say, give us a buzz. Apparently that Dancing with the Stars show's got a budget, though. Look at that. They made a whole little office there for him.
That's nice.
I think that's good. Wasn't that a feel-good moment? You need those every so often. The world can be rough some days.
Oh, I think most days. Most days the world's going to get getting rough.
I'm just trying to think of who I'd reunite with. I think they're all dead.
That's good.
Well, I have to go to the graveyard to reunite with some of the people that I've worked with in the past.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to do about that one.
Oh, that's...
That'd be a hard reunion to put together.
They, you know, they're all dead or people I wouldn't want to reunite with.
We do a reunion. Well, I guess it's not really a reunion, but we do like an anniversary. That's like a reunion.
Well, I mean, yeah, but a lot of those people are still here. You can't reunite with people you're still with.
Yeah, but a lot of them aren't here anymore. Well, I don't know about a lot. There were a couple who weren't here anymore.
But I don't know that I'd want to reunite with them on a...
Oh, like a
thing? Yeah,
yeah. Well, yeah, fair enough.
All those people have went on.
Well, you know, you'll have that, I guess.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, maybe they're watching. I don't know. It's a whole thing. But anyway, I think the Dancing with the Stars... Does anybody watch Dancing with the Stars?
I don't think so.
Mary Ellen does. She said it the other night.
Oh, yeah, well...
But she said he was on the television. He's not on a television.
Yeah, I thought she said that, but he's definitely there.
Yeah. Maybe she was confused. I'm sure she wasn't watching a lot of Boy Meets World in the 90s. She was, you know, Treasure of the United States.
Busier things to do.
Yeah, other things to do.
I don't blame her.
So there you are. But I'll tell you, people are living a long time, though, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, you know, a lot longer than I don't know.
What do you think he could still do a show?
Who?
Him. William Daniels. Do you think he could do a talking part?
Probably. I mean, I think so long as he's not doing much. I mean, like honestly, like, I think if you made him the only time you ever saw him was in an office, something like that, and he was just sitting at a desk and all he had to do was deliver lines, I'm sure he could pull it off.
I bet there wouldn't be long speeches.
Oh, no, probably not.
No.
Probably not. You'd probably get winded. But I'm sure he could do some talking lines.
Well, yeah, maybe it's time for another reboot.
Reboot. Let's go.
Well, they've done Girl Meets World. Now what could they do?
I don't know.
Those are kind of your choices. Boy and girl.
You could always just go like Child Meets World, I guess.
I don't know what you do.
Twins Meet World.
Well, you know, a different era. He didn't have a whole lot of lines in Girl Meets World, if I remember right. He guest starred a couple times, but they were very chopped.
Well,
chopped scenes.
You know, they probably just didn't want to pay him for all the lines.
Well, he was probably in his 80s at that point, or 90s. That show hasn't been that long, maybe 10 years ago.
What, Girl Meets World?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he'd have been late 80s.
That show came out when I was very young.
So he was late 80s.
Well, that's good.
So he probably wasn't much into the acting biz.
Well, I mean, I think at some point you've done it. I mean...
You want to listen to it again before we wrap up tonight?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, wasn't it a high note?
I mean...
I wish you could see it at home. But yeah, if you like the theme song, it works for you. Now remember, explain it to people before we do it. Because you got a picture... Radio is theater of the mind.
What do you want me to explain to people?
Well, what happens in the video?
Well, I mean, Mr. Feeney's standing there, and he's holding a paper, and then Danielle Fisher and whoever her partner is kind of just pop out from behind the desk, and then...
do the jive.
Yep, and then they start jiving.
To the theme!
Yeah, to the theme, which, by the way, like, I guess I've forgotten that the Boy Meets World theme song was so fast. They are moving.
Well, yeah, I bet she wishes she had a slower theme song when that came about. But then at the end, he's sitting at the desk a minute 30 later.
Yeah, at the end, they get back to the desk where the whole thing started, and he's sitting at the desk, and then he turns around a paper, and it's like a test, I guess it's supposed to be, and it says A+, big old A+ at the top of the paper.
All right, here you go, Dancing with the Stars this past week.
Dancing the Jive. With her partner, Pasha Peshkov, it's Danielle Fishel.
Running down this road we call life. It's what we're doing. But you know I have friends who will always stand by me. When this boy meets world.
I could do it.
I'd like to see...
When you're dancing fast, you don't have to... It's a thing.
I don't know. I think I'd trip and die. They're like all... They're like, you know, I don't know. They're dancing too quick for me.
It's a feel-good moment as we end tonight. Amy Acton's running for... Hey, she'll be on Tuesday night.
Exciting.
And the coverage starts at 7:15 on Tuesday. You'll be doing the pre-show with Linda and Terry, we think. And then,
as of this moment,
yeah, I wish there was some dancing on that show. Then you'd have something. 7:30, the event starts. League of Women Voters Candidates Night. I'll be moderating 7:30 to 9:30, and then 9:30 to 10, you'll be on with Linda and Terry if he doesn't fall asleep. And then 10:15 live, Amy Acton till 10:45.
That'll be good.
It's gonna be Tuesday. You got to plug a roo that in the next hour.
Sure.
That's a big thing. Always plug. That's what you got to learn. Always plug what you're doing. Only here on WGH, where the G stands for, good golly, it's a great station. See? Alliteration. For this night, for Matt Morgan, Scott Spears, heading for the dugout. Stay tuned. Matt's up next.
4495, webpage, crtmechanicals.com. In the spirit of Halloween and fall, it's now time for a Halloween poem reading by Charlie Evans.